I'm going to turn this over to you now, honey.
You make me cry, though.
Yeah, I know, I know. Yeah.
Okay, so remember last month when I was here, I told you guys about my butterflies? So at the time, they were caterpillars. And just to fill you in, if you weren't here, Marcy, you can start the first one. So it was my birthday last month, and my sister sent me a butterfly house, which I thought was really cute. And then the next day came a box of caterpillars, and there was like 40 of these tiny little things. And I was like, what the heck am I going to do with these guys? Now I've got to take care of these lives, and it's like too much for me, and I was not happy about it, but I did it anyway, right? So you can see that's, I don't know, it's kind of small the way it is, but it's a little cup, and then the caterpillar has food on the bottom, and then he goes to the top, and he makes, he or she makes a chrysalis, right? And then you take the paper off the cup, and you safety pin it to the side of the, like this net cylinder thing, and they hang there for 7 to 10 days, and then they emerge as a butterfly, and then you can set them free. And it's a whole learning experience, right? So I wasn't happy that I had to do all this extra work on top of whatever else I do, but I couldn't believe how much I started learning and how much there was evidence, I mean, literal evidence of miracles happening right with these little God's creatures, right? Little souls in these little caterpillars. So for example, this is all of them. There was like 34 of them. And out of the 40 caterpillars, 34 made the chrysalis, and that's looking inside the cylinder. Okay, so listen to this. Consciousness is in a chrysalis. How do you know? Inside, that little caterpillar is basically meditating, right? It's being transformed and all this stuff is going on. It's somehow God is working through it to create a butterfly. But while it's doing that, do you know that it has the consciousness enough to protect itself? How does a chrysalis protect itself? There's no arms, there's no legs, there's no voice, there's no nothing. But somehow, God gives it the intelligence to, when it senses a predator coming by, it starts shaking. I was like, what is this shaking chrysalis? I thought, maybe it's coming out now. No, 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 no. It wasn't ready to come out. It was trying to scare away the predators. It's like, who designed this, right? Had to have been divinity. That's what a miracle is. A miracle is something you can't explain other than by divine intervention. And to me, that was just mind-blowing. And it really worked, too, because one night we heard like tick, 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 and we're like, what is that sound? And my husband gets up, and he's like, oh, the cat was on the table looking at the chrysalis. So we took the whole thing and put him in the bathtub and closed the door so that the chrysalises wouldn't be scared of the cat, you know? Crazy. Okay, so then they started opening up. After the 7 to 10 days, some of them would open up. And I thought, well, should I let them go or what should I do? I thought, oh, okay, maybe they all want to go together. So I was kind of waiting to see what happened. But then there was so many of them, it was getting crowded. So we just went outside, and they were shy. But it was just like us too. They were going into uncertainty. And we get that fear when we go into uncertainty, right? They were hesitant to leave the little cage thing that they were in. So we had to kind of gently coax them. But then when they did, they flew. And it was like so beautiful. And we're watching these little, they used to be these itty bitty little larva things, right? And now they're these flying beautiful butterflies, and they're playing amongst the flowers. And it was just amazing. So the other lesson I learned from this is do you know who you are? Like Krishna says this in the Bhagavad Gita over and over again. Are you that little caterpillar? Are you that chrysalis? Are you that butterfly? I'm here to tell you, you're not any of those things. You're the consciousness behind what allows the caterpillar to make a chrysalis. You're behind the consciousness that allows the chrysalis to shake when a predator comes. You're the consciousness behind how that butterfly, who's minutes old, can fly off into the sky. That is who that butterfly is, and that is who we are as well. That's like evidence of the miracle of who we are. What else is I gonna say about that? Oh, okay, so then, okay, then here's another miracle. So we let all of them go, and I took all the old chrysalises out of the container so I could see how many were left. And there were four left. And I'm like, okay, these are our late bloomers. I'm gonna be patient. Just see what happens. They said there's like often a 10% like not success rate, you know, that some of them wouldn't actually be butterflies. So I thought, okay, well, maybe they didn't make it, whatever. But I counted, there was actually four left. So I'm being patient all day. They don't come. All night, they don't come. All morning, I'm looking at them. Oh, no. But then I went and meditated, did my emails, came back. There's four butterflies in the container. Four. But here's the thing. There's one chrysalis left over. I'm like, wait a second. There's four chrysalises that were closed. Now there's three chrysalises that are open, and there's four butterflies. I mean, Bill would know, he's a twin. Does that even happen? I mean, how can that happen? Because each caterpillar makes its own little thing, right? How did that happen? I'm like, this is a miracle. The lesson that it taught me here was, first of all, patience, right? Because these late bloomers, you never know when they're going to show up. And the second lesson is, be prepared for the unexpected. This was totally unexpected. I'm like, okay. So I was waiting and waiting for that last one, but it wasn't coming. So I said, okay, I'm going to go to my little neighbor girls and let them release the four butterflies. Did you see the neighbor girls on there yet, Marcia? So they are darling. They're 3 and 5. They are little miracles. They were holding the butterflies in their hands. I was taking pictures. It was so beautiful. Life, just, you know, appreciating life over and over again. Amazing, amazing, amazing. So then I had the one chrysalis left. The other butterflies are gone. Everybody's gone. And here's this one guy all by himself. I said, I can't throw him away. I just can't do it. I just can't do it. I'm going to hold out. I'm going to have faith. I'm going to have faith. Let's see what happens. Put it on the windowsill there. The next morning, there's a butterfly.
Oh.
I couldn't believe it. I was so happy. I was so happy. So he was way late. But you know what? Everything is on God's time anyway. It's not on our time. It's not like I said, okay, well, the book says 7 to 10 days, and I'm going to be able to get rid of these butterflies and caterpillars, and I'm not going to have to worry about this having it on my mind, and do I have to miss them or get them loose or call the girls or whatever. No, I just had the patience, and God showed up the way God's supposed to show up and took care of the butterflies, and everything was fine.
Aww. Yay! And as I always say, we came straight from the factory. Whatever life is, perfect.
Yeah.
And that divine idea, there is no, everything is perfect and it's unfolding perfectly no matter what. What I did not, and I'm going to end with this, is Dawn is now a butterfly.
Yeah.
Right after I came home, he made his transition. And I'm sure that in his mind's eye, it was so important for him to tell us all of this or tell me all this so that he would be portrayed for the depth of who he was, not his career, more or less, but what he brought to all of life. And also, he did it, you know, how many saints have we seen that just go to sleep? And Jenny went into the other room, and bottom line, she came back and he was gone. Actually, her nephew was there with him, and of course he did not want Jen to be upset. But we have witnessed him, my granddaughter. By the way, I said to you last time, I said, Lisa, let me tell you, when you got all these babies, I said, do you have grandmother fever? And she said, yes, I do. And I said, well, you got to be careful what you wish for. Yes. She had 40 of them. She had 40 butterfly babies. Anyway, my granddaughter, Allison 5, spends Friday nights with me when our schedules work out. So for the first time, she said, Mimi, she calls me Mimi. She said, I want to see pictures of Mommy. And when she was a little girl. So we go in and I'm looking for albums. And what pops up? Dawn and Jenny's picture first.
Oh.
And he's just telling me he's there. He's in a new, he's in his at his new address. And he's absolutely sending his messages. And it's us to open up. I have one question before we close. And knowing that we are incorruptible, and that what we bring, no matter what it is, the caterpillar that shows the metamorphosis of all of life, or changing, leaving the bodysuit and going on to its next incarnation, it is all working in divine timing, as you would say. I want to know, have they come back?
They're still around.
You have butterfly bushes. I know Hildegard, who I have not seen, has tons. She used to raise them in her house all the time.
I have to say that in my kitchen over the last 20 years, maybe I've grown in containers about a few hundred.
Wow. Oh, they're just incredible.
Oh my gosh.
And and see, next year you get the same challenge. And I just, in closing, Hildegard also, my husband loved Hildy, and she planted butterfly bushes in our yard.
Yeah.
So thank you so much.
Yeah. And the butterflies are going to make more butterflies. That's the thing, is now these butterflies are going to lay little eggs, and they'll all come around again, which is great for all of us to have this experience that we can share. And it's great for the environment, because butterflies are so important.